In this bulletin, British Prime Minister Theresa May to step down as Conservative leader next month, US President Donald Trump to send 1,500 more troops to the Middle East, and in tennis, Nick Kyrgios withdraws from the French Open for the second year in a row. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. British Prime Minister Theresa May will resign as leader of the Conservative Party on the 7th of June. A leadership contest will begin the week after Mrs. May steps down, a process that is likely to be completed by the end of July. Former Foreign Minister Boris Johnson and his successor Jeremy Hunt are among the MPs who have already announced their candidacy for leader. Mrs. May says it's a matter of deep regret that she failed to negotiate a Brexit deal.
I will shortly leave the job that it has been the honour of my life to hold. The second female Prime Minister, but certainly not the last. I do so with no ill will, but with enormous and enduring gratitude to have had the opportunity to serve the country I love.
French President Emmanuel Macron has described an explosion in the central city of Lyon as an attack. Authorities say 13 people were injured in the blast that occurred outside a branch of a popular bakery chain. Most of those hurt were hospitalised for treatment to leg injuries. Paris anti-terrorism prosecutors have opened an investigation into the explosion. United States President Donald Trump says he will send an additional 1,500 troops to the Middle East amid heightened tensions with Iran. The troops' mission will include protecting US forces already in the region and ensuring freedom of navigation. Mr. Trump says Iran has been known to stage terror all over the world, but he says it has turned into a different country since he became president in 2016.
When I first got here, they were at 14 different locations fighting. Right now, I don't think Iran wants to fight, and I certainly don't think they want to fight with us, but they cannot have nuclear weapons. And under the Obama horrible agreement, they would have had nuclear weapons within 5 or 6 years.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison isn't expected to make major changes to his team of ministers when he announces his new cabinet lineup this weekend. Peter Dutton is expected to retain the Home Affairs portfolio, while Treasurer Josh Frydenberg and Finance Minister Matthias Cormann are also set to stay in their roles. Christopher Pyne, Nigel Scullion and Kelly O'Dwyer retired at the election, opening up three positions in the 22-strong cabinet. The Australian Medical Association is warning the private health insurance industry is moving towards a United States-style model. National President Dr. Tony Bartone says changes to private health insurance haven't addressed affordability issues. He says the industry has become increasingly profit-driven.
Australians do not support a US-style managed healthcare system, and neither does the AMA. The AMA believes that the next round of private health reforms needs to focus on protecting the independent decision-making by clinicians.
Kenya's High Court has unanimously upheld sections of the penal code that criminalise same-sex relations. Many in Kenya's gay community had hoped the court would make history by removing the British colonial-era laws and inspiring other countries in Africa to do the same. Activists are vowing to appeal the decision. They argue the laws criminalising consensual same-sex relations between adults are in breach of Kenya's 2010 constitution, which guarantees equality, dignity, and privacy for all citizens. Gay rights activist Mariga Wathwethi says the ruling isn't fair.
I've seen the respondents celebrating. You don't celebrate people's rights being taken away. There's no benefit to straight people. There's no harm that queer people do to anybody. Infringing on literal people's personal lives, their right to love and their right to be goes against all fundamental human rights that this constitution was created for and stands for.
In tennis, Nick Kyrgios has withdrawn from the French Open for the second year in a row. No official reason was given, although media reports state the Australian is suffering from an illness. The 24-year-old was due to face Britain's Cameron Norrie in the first round, but his place will now be taken by a qualifier. Kyrgios's withdrawal comes days after he declared his contempt for the French Open in a live Instagram post, saying the tournament sucks. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy and 21. Adelaide, showers 18. Melbourne, a shower or two developing, 19. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, mostly sunny, 20. Wollongong, similar conditions, 25. Sydney, much the same, 26. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 25. Cairns, a shower or two, 28. And Darwin, sunny, 33. I'm Amy Hall. This is SBS News.